this week, August 27, 2013, on The Digital Story. Robotic iPhone camera. Cheap labor. September will be heaven or hell for tech lovers. All of this and more with yours truly, Derek Story, on The Digital Story. Welcome back to another Digital Story. I want to start out today with a device that I have been testing and sort of living with for quite a while. It was a Kickstarter program. It is the Galileo, and it is a robotic stand for the iPhone. Now, I mean, when I signed up, when I initially contributed to the Kickstarter program for this device, it was a long time ago. I mean, I think it was something like 10 months ago or so. And they went through all the product development, then, you know, the manufacturing ups and downs. During the time that they were developing this, Apple switched to the Lightning connector from the dock connector. So I'm sure that was exciting news for them. You know, just all these things happened. So finally, oh, I would say just a few weeks ago, I finally received my Galileo, which allows me to, I take my iPhone 4S, I put it in this robotic stand. It's about the size of a baseball, the stand itself. I put it in the stand, and then you can control it using various iOS apps. Now, what the folks at Mortar has done, and that's the maker of Galileo, is that they released an SDK that other app developers could use to incorporate Galileo functionality into their apps. And there have been two very good ones that I've been using to the point where I'm just kind of nuts about this thing. And so I thought, okay, now I've had a chance to use it. Now I've had a chance to really get to know it so I can talk about it again. I think I mentioned a while back that I had joined the Kickstarter program and that I'll keep you posted. Well, this is the posted part. So the two apps that I'm using right now with Galileo, by the way, Galileo will be available in October, I believe, for $149. So those of us that were part of Kickstarter have ours now, or most of us should have ours now. And then those that want to purchase it once it's in regular production ready for the public, that starts in October and $149. Now, the links to all this stuff will be in the show notes. So links to Galileo and the apps and all that stuff, all in the show notes. And you can go there, just click away and discover details about everything that I just happened to gloss over here in this podcast. That's not true, and you know it. I take pride in certain level of detail. Okay, anyway, speaking of that, so the first app that I want to talk about with Galileo is Airbeam. Airbeam, A-I-R-B-E-A-M, is an iOS app, $3.99. And what it does is it allows me to have live HD video surveillance using an iPhone and Galileo. So what I've done here at the studio is that I set up Galileo with my iPhone 3GS. And I tell you, here's an aside to my side, right? Here's a reason why I keep some of these old devices, because they come in handy. I've had the iPhone 4S now for, almost 2 years. And I love it, right? And I'm on the every other upgrade cycle with iPhone, so the iPhone 5S will be my next iPhone. However, when that happens, I'm keeping the iPhone 4S because it's a heck of a device. Even when it doesn't have cellular connectivity, it's still an iOS device. It still has cameras built in. It still has Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and on and on and on. And this has been the case with my iPhone 3GS. I'm still using the heck out of it. Right now, what I'm doing with it, is I have it plugged into Galileo. And by the way, Galileo has adapters for iPhone 3GS, iPhone 4, I have the dock connector version, iPhone 4S and 4, and then also for the iPod Touch. So it has connectors for all of those, or adapters. And so I have the 3GS plugged into Galileo, set up here in the studio. Now the Galileo can rotate 360 degrees and up and down. So it has, you know, both pan and tilt in photography terms. So you use AirBeam, you load AirBeam on to the iPhone 3GS in this case, put it in camera mode so that it's recording. And by the way, you plug the Galileo, in this case, you can plug the Galileo into a USB charger, and then it'll charge both the battery and Galileo and keep your iPhone charged, which is pretty cool. It's plugged in there. You put it in camera mode, and then I load AirBeam onto my iPad and onto my iPhone 4S. And actually, there's an app for my Mac, too. And then with those apps and those devices, I can both control and view the entire studio with the Galileo and the iPhone 3GS. I can rotate it all these different directions. I can go up and down. So I have it placed here in the studio in a strategic location so that by controlling the Galileo with my other devices, then I can see just about every inch of real estate here. And it's really cool. Now, it works great on when everything's on the same network, but when I'm off-site, let's say when I'm home, then I can use an IP address, log into my iPhone 3GS, and control it from home. And this is really cool. I loved it when I first started showing this off. I'd pull it up on the iPad, and I'd go, hey, take a look at this. And someone, they'd be looking at it, and they go, oh, wow, was that a picture of your studio? Yeah, and I go, yeah. And then I take my finger and I tap, and I rotate it, you know, one direction or the other, and it'd be spinning around, showing them all the different parts of the studio. And you can go up and down. It's just really neat. And it really blows people away. And the app itself is $3.99. So this is crazy stuff. And this is just one application of the Galileo, right? So in this case, the motorized base allows you to look in all different directions and to control that remotely. So, you know, the thing about surveillance cams is that, you know, if you set them up in a spot that's looking at one thing, that's great. But then what happens if you can't control them to all the stuff that happens outside field of view? With this, you can just check everything, just rotate it around. So that's the first thing, and that's using an app called AirBeam. Now, the second app they just updated for Galileo, I think it was just this week, because I've been checking, and finally it was available, and that is DMD Panorama. DMD Panorama. It's $1.99, and I actually posted a video on YouTube how this works, and the link to it will be in the show notes, and I also have a story on the digital story that you can go to, and I'll make sure I put a link to that too. Anyway, with this, you put in this one I use the iPhone 4S inside Galileo, and since it's battery powered, it doesn't have to be connected to a source. You put it somewhere, and then you just go ahead and launch this application, the DMD Panorama. You start it, and it controls the Galileo, and it does a 360-degree panorama. But because it's all mechanical, right, using the robotic stand, it turns out, like, perfect. The app and the stand just work in concert. Fantastic. So, you know, you can produce this, you know, this nice big image that is a 360 panorama. Or, you know, what I did for the movie, if you watch the movie that's on YouTube, I go ahead and take the still image, I put it in aperture, and then I just threw a Ken Burns effect on it that allowed the viewer to then watch the entire panorama by panning through it. And that's really neat, too. So this is really cool stuff, and I can't wait. You know, the Galileo is so small and light that you can pack it in your camera bag, go somewhere cool, like on top of a building in New York City, and then do these 360 panoramas with it. And, wow. Now, there's an in-app upgrade for the Panorama app, $1.99, that allows you to capture HD versions of these images. The one that comes with it was, I believe, about 6 megabytes, the file size. The 360 that I did, the non-HD version. I'm going to go ahead and upgrade for the HD version because that sounds like a pretty cool thing. And now that I've tested it, I really like this application a lot. Other apps that are either ready for prime time or about to be ready for prime time that have Galileo compatibility are like video chat apps where you can actually move the camera around and see everyone in the room and you can control it. And then some more photography stuff too. So there's lots of cool applications for this. $149, that, you know, that's not pocket change. That's serious money. But I tell you this thing, if for me anyway, just having it for video surveillance here at the studio alone makes it worth it because there's no monthly fees or anything, right? You buy the Galileo, you pay $3.99 for the app, you're done. That's it. And everything else is, you know, just you. And then knowing that I can grab it and go do panoramas and stuff, I'm really having a blast with it. It's a fun, cool device. Now, they also make a Bluetooth version that's compatible with the iPhone 5 and then, of course, all the other iPhones too. And then I hear they're working on a Lightning dock connector version too. We'll wait and see what happens with that. But anyway, it's the Galileo, and the links will be in the show notes. And this is something that, for iPhone photographers in particular, this is a very, very interesting device. Okay, second story is called Cheap Labor. So, how'd this come around? Well, about a week ago, I posted on Digital Story an article titled How to Capture Flattering Portraits in Harsh Light. And this was right after we had done the Sonoma Coast workshop. And it was basically how to use diffusers and reflectors outside to improve your portraits. And it's a nice piece, and it got lots of traffic and all that good stuff. And someone on Facebook commented, well, that's great, but you need an extra set of hands. And just sort of left it at that. And I was thinking, yeah, you do. You need an extra set of hands to do this. So, okay. Now let's move forward a bit. So then this past weekend, just a couple days ago, actually 2 days ago for me recording this, I had a for hire, a family portrait that on Saturday, and I was just going to do it by myself. It was just pretty easy assignment. I didn't need an assistant. I didn't feel like I needed an assistant. But we were going to be working in bright light. And I definitely wanted to use one of these disc reflectors to bounce some light into the subject so that I could get the balance the way that I wanted. I was doing this by myself. So I was thinking about the article. And, you know, the way that I get around the second set of hands thing, and I just do it all the time, and I never really thought about it, is that whenever I do portraits, there's almost always extra people. If you're doing a senior portrait, you've probably got mom or dad there or a friend there. You're doing a family portrait. You got extra people there, you know, usually to watch the kids and all that stuff. Almost every portrait shoot that I do, there are extra people there. And without even thinking about it, what I do is once I get the shot set up and know that what I want to do, I take the reflector, I hand it to somebody that seems like a willing, would love something to do right now kind of person and say, hey, okay, now could you just angle it just like this? Just hold that right there. And then I'll get, and I've had it where I've had two people holding reflectors and diffusers during a portrait shoot that just came along to hang out. You know, they were just there for the ride, so to speak. I didn't need a photo assistant, and I guess it's never really been a problem for me having someone to help me do this. So that's where the cheap labor comes in. If you're not already doing this, then don't be shy. It's okay. It's all right. Say, you know, hey, Mom, do you mind holding this reflector for a second right here so we can get this beautiful light on your daughter? I don't know. Maybe I just do it without thinking, and it's never been an issue, and people smile and they enjoy it. And they actually, my sense of it is that they actually feel like that they're part of the creative process, that they're actually helping to create this image that, well, I'm thinking will probably be valued for years to come. So, yes, you got people there, use them. You don't always have to have a truckload of second shooters and assistants in order to get the lighting the way that you want. Bring the tools that you need. Now, obviously, I always bring in a flash, you know, and actually on Saturday shoot, I did a combination of fill flash and a reflector. And, you know, because I want to get it the way that I want to get it. So bring the tools that you need. And then chances are you're going to have someone there. If doing chances are makes you nervous, then just set that up beforehand. Hey, do you mind bringing a friend along or something? It's great to have an extra set of hands while we're doing the shoot. Just set it up ahead of time. And that will be the person that will help you with your reflectors and your diffusers. So it's really, it's like so many things in life. It's really very easy. Don't make it hard. Take advantage of what's there and get the shot the way that you want it. Okay, story number 3. September will be heaven or hell for tech lovers. Now, why do I say that? Well, because everything is lining up for a lot of announcements this coming September. I know that Apple is going to have some announcements that are going to be very important to those of you. Suddenly I'm from Jersey. For those of us that use iOS devices, September, right there, Apple. And possibly even more than one announcement. Okay, now they haven't done the formal thing yet. But we're all pretty sure that we're going to see some stuff from Apple in September. Some camera manufacturers are getting ready to make announcements in September also. And especially in the Micro Four Thirds space, I think there's going to be some interesting things going on there. And a lot of the stuff that I see lining up for September is going to be very interesting for nimble photographers, for mobile photographers. Now, one thing that we know already that's going to start shipping probably at the end of August now, is looking like, and into September, is a DSLR, also the new Canon 70D DSLR with their innovative sensor, their hybrid sensor, and Wi-Fi connectivity, 19 autofocus points, every one of them cross sensors. Oh, I love cross sensors. I like it when all the autofocus points in the camera are cross sensors. That is a happy thing. And in case you don't know why that makes me happy, you know, a cross sensor can read lines that are both horizontal and vertical. So the odds of it getting a quick autofocus are much better than having just one cross sensor in the middle and then having, you know, basically horizontal sensors all around it. So cross sensors are a beautiful thing. And I think on the 70D, there's even like a dual cross sensor or something in the center that for lenses that are f/2.8 or faster really can take advantage of that. So that's pretty cool. 7 frames a second in burst mode. They've upped that from the 60D. Of course, the articulated LCD, which is fantastic for movie making. So hard for me when I switch over to the 5D Mark II for movie making with that LCD screen fixed on the back. I'm so used to the 60D just being able to shoot at any angle I want and see what's going on. So all sorts of goodies with the 70D. So, and I'm going to be talking more about that because maybe even next week I'll have it in hand and I'll do my initial review of this pretty innovative DSLR from Canon. That's not even part of what I'm thinking we're going to see in September. That's probably just a nice little addition to the lineup, the 70D. Stay tuned. I think the point of this story is that pay off your credit card balance now so you have some room on there, especially if you like mobile devices, especially if you're a mirrorless camera shooter, especially if you're a nimble photographer that likes to travel light. There's also going to be announcements from LowPro, and one in particular I've been testing and I just absolutely love it. I cannot wait to talk about it. There's going to be a cool announcement from Joby. Also, I mean, it just lines up that September is going to be crazy. Don't buy anything right now in those areas. Just sit tight, pay off your credit card, and see what happens. Stay tuned here because I will definitely keep you posted on all this wonderful and wonderful if you have room on your credit card, or hellish if you're tapped out activity. Okay, the photo assignment for August, and there are not many days left, is Street Scene. And this is going to be a nice one. There's some very enjoyable shots have been turned in for Street Scene, and I think you're going to want to be a part of this gallery. You have till the end of August to get your shot in. Just go to the member info page if you want to know how to turn in your image for the photo assignment. Basically, just email it to me and put photo assignment and, you know, follow the instructions on the member page and you'll be fine. You can send any size you want. Don't worry about size. Send any size you want. I can handle it. And one of those people will be the Sizzle Picks Pick of the Month, and they will get a free Sizzle Picks from the good folks at Sizzle Picks. And I should mention right now that the summer sale that I have been talking about with Sizzle Picks, that's going to be over on September 21st. So the sale only runs a few more weeks till September 21st. So here's what I'm thinking about that. Since you can get 20% off right now on the summer sale by just putting TDS or The Digital Story in the comments field, you get 20% off. If you know, or if you're thinking about, or if I introduce to you the concept of maybe giving a Sizzle Picks for a holiday gift, wouldn't it be better to get it now while you can get 20% off than to wait right before the holidays and pay full price? I'm just thinking out loud here. And if you like that thinking, then maybe you want to take advantage of the summer sale. Get that gift out of the way. I mean, it's out of the way. It's in the box. And you just go, you know what? Check on that one. That is taken care of. So you might want to do that. You have till September 21st to get 20% off. Just put TDS or The Digital Story in the comments field. Sizzle Picks, it's high definition output for your photography. It's like a retina display that you can hang on the wall. SIZZLPIX.com. And they have a tile on every page of The Digital Story. Now, along the lines of thinking toward the holidays, and please forgive me, but some of this stuff takes time, right, to get ready, and you might not want to do the last-minute rush. Making prints is another nice thing to do for the holidays. When you're ready to do that, wouldn't it be nice to have your paper already on hand? So when that lightning bolt of inspiration strikes you, you go straight to your office or your studio or the corner of the living room that's been allotted to you from your family, and fire up the printer and print out some cards and print out some prints and, you know, get ready for the upcoming holidays. Wouldn't it be nice to just be able to do that when the inspiration strikes. I think so. In order for that to happen, though, you're going to need some ink and you're going to need some printing paper. You can get both of those from Red River Paper. Red River Paper carries all the stocks that you would want in all the sizes that you'd want. And then a lot of people don't know that they also cover, or they also sell ink for Epson and Canon printers that you can get right there at a very good price, too. Now, the paper you're getting basically at 40% off because they make the paper and they sell the paper. The ink isn't 40% off, but it's a very good deal. And the nice thing is you can just order it all at once. So now there's a tile in all the pages of the digital story for Red River Paper. You might want to click on that, go to our landing page. Take care of your paper now. Take care of your ink now. Have everything ready to go so that when it's time to print, when that lightning bolt of inspiration strikes you, you can act upon it. Red River Paper, they have a rocking Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper. And of course, they have a tile on all the pages of the digital story. All right, well, I think that's going to do it for me right now. Next week, I'm going to try to talk about the 70D. Hopefully, I'll have it in time. If not, I have some fantastic stories for you. So come back next week. Have a great week this week. Go take some stunning photos. Meet me back here next week, and we will talk about what's going on in the world of photography and technology. Until then, bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, weblogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.